Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. This is Elena Marlin. How are you?
Hi, Elena. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So you had some questions on the approval.
Yeah, that's right, for ProSet. So I haven't really seen too many approvals under your, is it called SFP pricing?
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to confirm the amount of points or the commission that we're eligible for.
Okay.
Is it 12 points?
Yeah, so the points are the same no matter what program it is. So
okay.
You're okay on points.
And then
SFP, it didn't score well. The customer scored like a 596 in our system.
Right.
And, you know, he had a previous bankruptcy. Like, there was a bunch of stuff in there on his credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why it scored the way that it did.
Okay.
On these approvals, there's two advance payments required.
Okay.
And there's no discounting.
Understood. Okay. So when we do T-value this, then it's just going to be to advance to you guys directly, and then the subsequent like 59 payments as well, correct?
Well, it would be two advance payments. So it'd be first and last.
First and last, and then 58.
And then 58, yes.
Okay. Understood.
And then you would just deduct that from your commission because you can collect it. I mean, your name can still be on the docs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can collect the advance payments, but we just need to see proof of the check, and then you would deduct that from your commission.
Okay.
As already collected.
All right. Excellent. The comment where it says unable to find this enterprise location, is there anything that we're going to need to provide to validate the location for you guys?
Yeah, if credit runs, no matter who it is, and I know it's enterprise, but they always have to run business reports, and they're not able to find that specific location for enterprise. So if you can get, like, a main location number or something that we can use to approve the vendor, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Wisconsin version, yeah. Like deep-fried cheese curds.
All right, so main location number.
Yeah, and usually when there are branches like that, the check is going to be going to the main location anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that it's going to be on the final invoice once you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is a titled transaction.
Correct.
A lot of moving parts on this one.
Yeah.
So this is a titled transaction. We actually need to generate the docs here. We can do it with your name on it, but we actually need to dock it because each state is requires different forms. Like,
okay.
So when you're ready to actually generate docs on it, just send me a copy of the vendor invoice and a copy of the front and back of the title.
Okay.
Along with what the terms will be and who's doing the title work. So if we do the title work, we need to know if you want to include the tax and title fees in with the financing.
Okay.
If the dealer is doing the title work, then, you know, we would just need the terms that you want on the docs.
Okay.
Okay.
So just to repeat, we've got to send you a copy of the vendor invoice. You're looking at the front and back of the title. There was a third thing. I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
If we're doing the title work, we will need to order a quote if we do it.
Okay.
So we order the quote, and then we need to find out if the customer is including the tax and title fees in with the financing.
Okay, gotcha.
The only thing that they said was kind of niche about them is that they enjoy construction.
Okay. If you have more questions, please call me.
Okay.
I'd rather, obviously answer all the questions that you have so we can do some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been going pretty well with you guys, and I appreciate the open communication that you have with us. I'm just going to be, you know, presenting these terms to our sales rep, and then also what you've mentioned to me to our funding team if we move forward. So
yeah, okay,
cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Elena.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend if I don't talk to you before.
Thanks, Amy. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I mean, he was like,